My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. Do you believe in an immortal soul? Is there a distinct and separate part of each being that is not bound to the material physical body, transcends the death of that body, and returns to be embodied again and again? Is it possible that the memories and experiences of previous incarnations affect our present lives and may even prevent us from finding happiness and fulfillment? If all of this is true, is there a way to reconnect with those past life experiences, reconcile them, clear blockages, and move forward in this incarnation with clarity and purpose? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Bren Blankenship, says that this may be achieved by using her hypno-regression technique, Soul Expression Spiritual Regression, or SESR. Bren is an award-winning second-generation hypnotherapist, international instructor, and author. She served on the original board of the Newton Institute as director of membership from 2005 to 2012. She's been featured in several documentaries and radio interviews on the subject of past lives and life between lives. Bren is the founder and executive director of the Braith Center, located in North Carolina. Her website is BrenBlankenship.com, and that's spelled BrenBlankenship.com. And she joins me this week to discuss her new book, The Limitless Soul, Hypno-Regression Case Studies into Past, Present, and Future Lives. Please join me in welcoming to Destination Unlimited, Bren Blankenship. Good evening, Bren.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
And thank you for joining us, because I think this is a topic that our listeners will be fascinated by. So, Bren, please begin by sharing with them the story of your soul in this incarnation and how your path came about.
I think I'll start with when I was searching, because when I was younger, I used to wonder, where do we come from? Why am I here? I used to think about that a lot. And when I was young, we would go to church and I would listen to the preacher talk about life everlasting, and it would make me question my own life. And I mean, when I was very young, I would ask, and I wasn't getting the kind of answers that I felt answered that question. So as I got older, I felt this, the desire to become an actress. I had a traditional job, and I was studying acting on the side, and I left that job to pursue acting full time. And my soul just had this yearning, this creativity inside, and I really focused on acting. I took classes. I wanted to learn the industry, learn what to do. I got an agent, and I would travel wherever I needed to go to audition. Well, there was also a part of me that was interested in spirituality. And I would, as I was auditioning, I felt like something was holding me back. So I sought out a past life regressionist to help me go into a past life to clear anything that could be holding me back in my career, in my character development, for the characters that I would create and play. And I found that I had a lifetime, I found out about several lifetimes, but there was one that I died on the streets as a starving artist in England. And there was another where I was an opera singer and I did really well for myself and was very well known in Europe during the 1700s. And the lifetime as the artist was in the 1600s. And what's interesting is I don't sing at all in this current life. I didn't bring that trait forward. And so one of these sessions turned into what's called a future progression. So I went in to have a past life session, but in the middle of the session, it turned into a future event. And I saw myself standing in prairie grass, and there were rolling hills, and at the bottom of the rolling hills, there were trees with apples on the trees. And I knew immediately that those apples were metaphorical apples, and they represented acting jobs. And I was walking through the orchard having my pick. It was great. So I came out of that session, and I was given messages and understanding of what that was about, but I didn't know how it was going to play out. And within a couple of days, out of the blue, one of my friends called me from LA. She had moved out 5 years before, and she said, "Bryn, you need to come out here. You need to come out. You would do very well here." So I had everything lined up. I was all set to go, and fear set in. And I mean the kind of fear that paralyzes your feet to the ground. And I almost wasn't going to go. In fact, I said, "I'm not going to go." And someone very close to me said, "You need to do this. You have to, or you're going to regret it for the rest of your life." So I really sat with myself and had a conversation with myself at a deep, deep level, pulled myself together, took my headshots, my suitcase, my little car, drove out to LA. And almost immediately after getting there, things started falling into place, and I had an agent. I took an acting class. Someone saw me in the acting class, told their agent. She called me in and signed me on the spot, and then I auditioned. So where I used to audition a couple of times, 2-3 times a month, if I was lucky, up and down the East Coast, I would audition 3-4 times a day. And now people were calling for me by name. And I did a lot of commercials. I did a lot of quirky commercials. That was my thing that I was kind of known for, and funny facial expressions. And that was a lot of fun. And what happened was, one day, I was standing one location in the Grapevine, north of LA. I had a trailer. I had my name on the door with a star. I was feeling pretty good about myself. And I'm standing there in my Birkenstock sandals, and someone said to me, hey, you better watch out. There could be a snake in that grass. And I looked down at my feet, looked up, and immediately was taken back to the session that I had had with that regressionist. And I'm standing in the scene that I had seen in that session. And there is the grass, the rolling hills. We're filming under one of the trees that I'd seen in the vision in the session. The only difference was there were no apples on those trees. And it was like an orchard. And so I had that moment that took me back. And that was the course that my soul took to bring me to that place. And I, as much as I loved acting and that work, I really enjoyed working behind the scenes. And I began to question, what can I bring back home that I could do for a living that could be as much fun? You know, if I could do this for myself and find this needle in a haystack, what could I do for others, and how can I support myself doing this? So I stayed out there for a couple of years. And at the same time, I had a coach that I worked with, and she was kind of like, I guess you would call her a life coach now. She had a different term back then. And, you know, she worked with actors, and she coached us and told us, you know, how to get our mind in the game and keep our mind clear and be positive and all the things you're supposed to be thinking about. And so I studied hypnosis and came home, and I traveled to where my teachers were. I figured I could go find them and study with them, and then bring that back to North Carolina with me.
Mm. You mentioned something that I found fascinating. You said at a very young age, you were asking these very specific and very adult questions, actually philosophical questions, and having had the same experience as a child, I'm wondering if we are what they refer to as old souls.
Possibly. I mean, when I was 4 years old in church, and so when we would come out and the preacher would say, "Hey, honey, how did you like the sermon today?" You know, and he would ask me questions. It would have been rude of me to not ask the question that was on my mind, right? Because he was an adult and I'm a little girl, and you're supposed to respect your elders and follow their, you know, answer their questions. And so I would ask, "Where do we come from?" And I just couldn't get a good answer. And then it wasn't until years later when I was doing this work that I realized I'm answering that question that had been on my mind at 4 years old.
And do you think you brought this forward, this work forward, from a previous lifetime?
I believe that some of it I have, some layers of this work, but I believe I've brought it together differently the way I work with it in current life.
And in this current life, bringing it together and working with it differently is the education that you brought forward with you from the different lifetimes.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. My guest is Bren Blankenship. She's the author of The Limitless Soul, and we'll be back with more of Bren after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, 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 no. Sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! To... Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information, contact You Gotta Believe at YouGottaBelieve.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week is Bren Blankenship. She's the author of The Limitless Soul. Bren, there are many misconceptions about hypnosis, especially among those who have not experienced it in a clinical or healing setting. What is hypnosis and what is it not?
Hypnosis is a focused state of awareness. So in that deeper state, we're focusing on an issue, something that's to be cleared, something that's to be brought out and strengthened. What it's not is something to be feared. It's your own mind. You're exploring the deeper realms of your own mind. And, you know, they do say that worry is negative hypnosis. And what we're doing is more positive, you know, focusing on the positive and strengthening the positive within you to help things get clearer and better.
What about those who feel that they might not be in control, personal control under hypnosis?
So the style of hypnosis that I work with is called transpersonal approach to hypnosis. And in that, the client holds the answers to their own healing. So they are in control. They created the issue out of circumstances that came up, and they also know what the solution is. In this style of hypnosis, I don't have to be in control. I don't have to know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. I could guess, and I might get it right. I might get it wrong. But when the client is in that deeper state and exploring, they're able to understand from that perspective more about themselves and, you know, if it's a current life issue, what's causing that issue. And if it's a past life issue, they have a deeper understanding of the path that they took in the past life and the experiences that they went through.
Just for our edification, give us an example of what the beginning of a session would be like with you, how you would bring someone into that state.
Well, to take someone down into hypnosis, what we use are tools like music, my voice. We do something called progressive relaxation, which helps the client guide themselves to a deeper state of relaxation so that they can kind of step out of their analytical mind, their thinking mind, and step into that deeper part of themselves to explore. So we use those things, breathing. Breathing also helps take them into a deeper state. And they're in a recliner in the office. You know, I sit across from them and they're in a recliner and, you know, have a nice soft music playing in the background, soft lighting, that sort of thing.
And do you record these sessions for your clients to take back with them?
Yes. Yes. So I record them and the clients, you know, in session, things are happening and it's in real time. It's in the moment. And so when they take those recordings to listen to later, they're able to pick up on things they may have forgotten about or hear it in a different way, because at that point, it's not in real time. It's almost in past, you know, in a past time, even though it's been just a day or two, it's still not the present moment. So you have a different perspective that way.
Now, many of us have heard about hypnosis and hypnotherapy for past life regression. Hypnotherapy is used for reducing stress, anxiety, weight, smoking cessation, among other things. Please explain your soul expression spiritual regression, SESR, and how it differs from traditional hypnotherapy techniques that we may be familiar with.
Okay, so SESR is an even deeper state than past life regression. And it's allowing a client to connect to their soul self in a very profound experience. And in that state, there's the process that I take them through allows for a magnification of their soul in their current mind and body. And SESR is soul expression spiritual regression. The acronym is SESR, which is an assessment. It's an assessment or a review of one's current life and allowing them to access the soul level of the mind to identify and review the past and the future simultaneously from the perspective of current life. So in that state, you're able to see or feel or experience the past and the future with direct guidance from your soul and your spiritual team. And this is to help clients find and follow their soul's guidance. It's to identify and clear negative patterns carried throughout many incarnations so that clients can move through their issues more quickly with direct access to themselves. So in that deeper state, clients are, they're in touch with their soul. Often we get their soul name. There's an immortal name that's attached to one soul that they carry forward throughout all of their incarnations. And then in the incarnation that you're in, you're going to have a name for that lifetime. So in that space, we're helping the client uncover some of the mysteries of their own soul and their soul's incarnations, bring forth qualities and attributes that can help them now move through things that are holding them back, issues, belief systems, old relationships that are, they're not helpful or not beneficial anymore. And so I studied with a couple of different teachers. I studied with Roger Wolger. And Roger Wolger, he was known for subtle energy work, the subtle energy bodies around our bodies that carry memory patterns. He was known for ancestral work and these patterns that are carried forward in our DNA, and how you can transform and find relief of longstanding issues by working through those patterns. And I was on a study track with Roger, and then I learned about Michael Newton. And Michael Newton is a dear person to me. He was a pioneer in the field of regression. Life between lives, spiritual regression, is what he introduced to the world. And he showed us the structure, that there is structure to the spirit world, that when we pass, we don't just go off into nothing, we go off into something. And there's activity, there are things that we do there, we have roles that we play, we have places that we go. And Michael Newton also helped us with insight into pre-birth planning that happens prior to incarnating. And then along the way, another one of my teachers was Brian Weiss, who's well known for past life therapeutic work. So my work is an evolution of what I learned with those teachers. And I spent quite a few years with Michael Newton, helping to start the Michael Newton Institute. I was a board member for 7.5 years. Lead instructor, taught internationally for the Newton Institute. And so I took that work and have carried it forward because my sessions started changing. In fact, my sessions started changing early on after I learned about life between lives. And I would try to stick to the format, but my sessions started going in this other direction. And so eventually I started guiding my clients into that direction and skipping some of the other places that they could go in the spirit world and focusing on these areas to bring about healing and connection to soul.
Your answer spawned a couple of other questions in my mind. Life between lives. Tell us about that, please.
So life between lives, spiritual regression, is a technique that is deeper than past life regression. And this is the term that Michael Newton used for his work. And at the end of each life, we cross over into the spiritual realms, and we're met by spirit guides and council of elders. We have activities that we do there. You know, there are many things that we have jobs in the spirit world. You know, we don't just go there and do nothing. We actually have jobs. In fact, one of my clients in the book, her job is as a soul doctor. Mm-hmm. She works in a spiritual rehabilitation center for displaced or injured souls that have experienced so much trauma. Usually it's that they've created so much trauma while on Earth that when they return, in that state, they're more aware of what they've done. And they go to a place where they can be reparented and looked after before they're able to join, with the rest of the souls that have returned.
That's fascinating. That's truly fascinating.
Yes.
You also said immortal name. In this lifetime, in this incarnation, my name is Victor, yours is Bren. What is the immortal name?
So your immortal name is that name that's carried with you through all of your lifetimes. At a soul, it's your soul's name. And so your soul resides at home. And a part of your soul comes down to incarnate on earth. And it's in touch with the bigger part of the soul that's left behind. And so what this work is about is helping clients to connect, and the reader for my book, helping them to connect more fully to their soul, to cut out distractions, to get clarity, to move forward with confidence, much more clarity and confidence in what you're doing and why you're doing it.
My guest is Bren Blankenship. She's the author of The Limitless Soul. Bren, please tell our listeners where they can get your book, find out more about you and your work, and also the Braith Center.
Oh, okay. So my book, The Limitless Soul, is available online at all the major booksellers as well as Amazon. And my website is BrenBlankenship.com, BrenBlankenship.com. And the Braith Center is a little farmhouse. It's our spiritual farm where we have various healing modalities and practitioners that work here. It's by appointment only because we don't allow drop-ins here. We have scheduled appointments for those kinds of sessions, and we're surrounded by wetlands and wildlife, but we're close to everything that we need to be close to. And, you know, there's turtle and heron and all kinds of wonderful creatures outside. So after a session, clients like to go back to the pond and sit down and relax in the hammock and just reflect on what just happened, what they just experienced.
It sounds idyllic. My guest, Bren Blankenship, will be back with us after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week is Bren Blankenship. She's the author of The Limitless Soul. Bren, if you had to make an elevator speech explaining the soul, what would it be?
The soul is our immortal essence that it carries attributes and qualities that we bring in with us from lifetime to lifetime. And it comes to Earth and to other planets to experience, to learn. You might say grow. I believe the soul already possesses what it needs to possess and that it comes to experience, but that it grows through experience.
So when the soul or that portion of the soul that you mentioned incarnates in a specific lifetime, it's the experiential extension of the soul, the main soul.
Yes.
To get experience, knowledge, growth.
For the soul as well as other souls.
So we do this for each other.
Yes. Okay. We play these various roles for each other. The painful roles as well as the loving roles. Because we learn by experiencing pain. How do you know about love without having lost love?
Mm.
You know? And on Earth, this is one of the few planets where you come and are cut off. When someone dies, you're cut off from feeling them. When we incarnate on other planets, it's not a disconnect. You know, we don't suffer the loss the way that we do here on Earth. But we do join up with those souls once we cross at the end of a lifetime. But it's painful, or it can be painful, to feel that loss. If a soul were working on love, they might have a lifetime where they have love, like a loving partner. And then they may have another lifetime where they lose that loving partner. And then they may have a lifetime with no love, with no loving partner. And that's a way to learn about love, by having it or not having it.
And what's the ultimate goal of all of these lessons?
Compassion. Learning compassion for others. So when you were speaking of an advanced soul, I believe that advanced souls hold more compassion for others. Where some souls are money driven and it's all about money and all about them and getting ahead, a more advanced soul would think about more than just themselves, more than just their own survival.
It almost sounds like the concept in Buddhism of the bodhisattva, someone who has grown to a point of enlightenment and actually can go forward without having to come back, and yet has so much compassion and love for others that they remain within this earthly plane.
I would agree with that statement.
Yeah, just that need to be here to serve others because they've seen every aspect of what there can be.
Yes. And you know, with Cesar, what we're doing, I forgot to mention this earlier, but by having that knowledge of your life's purpose, what you're here to do, having more of a magnification of your soul in your physical body, it's helping you to take more responsibility for your life, knowing that you're here by design and not by accident. Yes. That you are loved, you're not alone, and you're here on purpose for a purpose. Every single soul. And all souls are equal. And this comes from guides. In session, clients report back to me what the guides and the elders are sharing with them. And on a soul level, souls are equal. On a human level, we have all these different levels, pay levels, titles, but we're more equal on a soul level.
You say that accessing the soul level can help resolve current life issues. How does that work for people who are emotionally stable, and how does it impact people who are emotionally unstable and dealing with subtle or extreme trauma?
Well, my clients are more emotionally stable. If someone is unstable, I don't work with them, because I'm taking them to a place that's ungrounded, and I want them to be able to explore that, but come back and be grounded and stable. And if someone is not already in that space, it could make them not feel comfortable. You know, it could defeat the whole purpose of why we're doing the session. because we're trying to give the client more clarity. Not sure if that answers your question, but you know, when someone is more stable, we're exploring beyond their physical limits of this body to explore more about themselves.
Most people are unaware of having a past life or lives. They naturally would lack understanding as to how the soul's prior experience would be carried into a new life. How would you introduce this concept to these people?
Well, so your soul comes down and experiences different lifetimes. And there are, you know, different time periods in history. Sometimes we're male, sometimes we're female. Sometimes we die at a young age, and other times we live to an old age. And each of those experiences touches the soul. The soul experiences, lives through it. Now, if there is emotional pain that's unfinished in, at a lifetime where they're cut off from a loved one and they can't find that closure, that may be carried over into their current life to be worked through again. So you only carry forward those things into your current life that need retouching, reviewing, or redoing. You know, you don't carry over all of your experiences because they're not needed. This actually reminds me of one of the cases in the book. There's a case called Gifts Brought With You, and many of my clients describe this, but this particular client described how the pre-planning coming in to be born happens. So we have our Soul Advisory Council, and the Soul Advisory Council helps us with the bigger picture of the life that we're planning, that we're coming to live. And then you'll have the our spirit guide. And we have more than one spirit guide often, but we have like our main spirit guide, and we might have another guide for something as well. And they help us more with the detail stuff, the day-to-day stuff. And so when you're coming in to be born, this client described this invisible suit that's tailored just for you. They will have in it whatever you need for that lifetime. And you can access whatever you need whenever you need it, because it's built into your birthday suit. And that birthday suit contains all those elements, those things, the karma, the karmic carryover from those past lives that needs to be readdressed. So an example of this was she's finding out that her purpose for incarnating in her current life is to bring joy. There are many earth changes taking place. There are a lot of unhappy souls. And she lights up a room just by being in the room. And that's her purpose. But she's also here to learn to speak up. Because in a past life, she didn't speak up. And someone that she loved died because of that. Now, had she spoken up in the past life, it's still possible that they may have died. But she didn't take the chance and stand up for that person. So they died, and then she died of grief. And that was explained from her guide, and the guide was saying, you don't know what the outcome would have been, but you didn't take the chance. So that person is back in her life now. And through that session, you know, she's a very compassionate person, but through that session, she had a spiritual recharge and started to understand more of the value of being that joyful person that she is. You know, often clients take for granted their unique attributes and their unique abilities. They think if they can do it, it's no big deal. But they don't recognize that the way they do it and all the elements that come together to make them special are different than the person next door who might go about it a different way because they have their own skills that come together.
That last share brings forward the question about what people will refer to as soulmates. Everyone comes looking for their, not everyone, but many people come looking for their soulmates. Is that what we're talking about there?
In the past life, that was, well, in the past life, that was a love. And in current life, it's not her soulmate. But it could be the, you know, that searching for the soulmate and then not standing up for them. So a soulmate is that soul that was sparked at the same time that you were, and there's no other soul that can take their place. There's no other soul like them. And the soulmate helps us grow. You know, they push us, they love us, they rejoice with us. Sometimes they sit one out. You know, sometimes we incarnate without them to go it alone, and then they help guide us from the other side. And then many times they're incarnating with us, and we find them across time and space. Nothing keeps us from them.
And in my experience, sometimes they're here to kick our butts and put us in the right direction.
Like no one else can.
Like no one else can. I once had a discussion with a friend, and I said, a soulmate, a true soulmate relationship is the most amazing and beautiful and wonderful, and also probably the most challenging relationship one can have.
Yes.
Absolutely. My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Bren Blankenship. She's the author of The Limitless Soul, and we'll be back with more of Bren after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose. To link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Change and growth are part of natural life, and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hi, this is Bill Maher. I can find humor in almost anything, but one thing I never laugh about is cruelty to animals. If you don't get the joke either, write People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, 501 Front Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23510.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week is Bren Blankenship. She's the author of The Limitless Soul. Bren, in your book, you offer many case studies of the people that you've interviewed. Were they also part of your practice?
Yes. Those were clients that I had worked with, and I chose their stories because they encapsulated messages that I had heard from other clients in such a unique way. And their stories also had universal messages for the reader. So there was the session that was relevant to the client, and then universal messages that I felt would be very helpful to those who would be reading the stories.
Hmm. What's the difference between someone who comes for hypnotherapy to identify and heal a trauma in this lifetime, and the person who seeks to heal experiences carried forward by the soul?
Well, when we're working on something from current life, we don't have to go quite as deep to pull up the issue. When we're going into a past life or into a successor session, we have to go a little deeper into that, into the soul level of the mind to access that wisdom. To the client, it feels similar, but when they're coming out of the session, they can recognize how much more deep they were in a successor or a past life session. Mm. And there's also a sense of timelessness that happens in hypnosis. You know, often these successor sessions are 4 hours, 3.5 to 4 hours, and a past life session runs about 2 hours. And in that space, clients don't realize how long they've been in that space. They're coming out of it, and often they'll say, that was about 20 minutes, or that was about 45 minutes. And I'll say, no, that was 2 hours or 4 hours.
Mm. Mm. That's interesting. So there's a loss of temporal reality.
Yes.
Mm. How does Sesser look into future lives? Is this about embedding choices toward the future that one would desire to create, or actually transiting the space-time continuum?
It's a little bit of both. So in that space, their soul is speaking. Their guides are speaking through the client, sometimes telepathically and sometimes literally. The soul speaks through the client to me. The client is there, but the soul is speaking to me about the client in third person. And the soul knows what's lined up, what's ahead, and what's been planned. Our human self, we don't know, or we forget. And we also have the option to make some different choices that maybe were pre-planned as options that now you can tap into and access to make happen. But it's not as much embedding it as it is aligning with what already is, what's already there to align with. But as we incarnate into these earthly bodies, you know, Earth is an emotional planet. It is the emotional planet, and part of managing your emotions is half the battle here on Earth. And so aligning with soul and getting that clarity, you can move forward. But we also have free will. So we have the ability to ignore that advice. We have the ability to say, I know that I was told that I can do this, but I'm not going to do it. I want to play with my toys and make a lot of money, and I don't want to follow the spiritual path. So, you know, you have options, and then you have free will as to follow it or not. But the guidance that I've been given through these sessions is that the long way, there's a long way and a short way. And sometimes the long way is the short way. And what the guides mean by that is that sometimes taking the longer path, the spiritual path in one life, can be the shorter way because it cuts off additional lifetimes working on that same lesson, because you get there a little bit sooner, but you give up some of the trappings, some of the luxuries of life along the way, because you're more focused on the spiritual.
We often hear the term unfinished business when someone leaves this lifetime and has left incomplete, or what they consider to be incomplete, relationships with their friends and family, pieces of business, material things. Does this work help to resolve unfinished business?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes, it can, because you can start to identify that unfinished business and then have conversations with those souls. So if your loved one has already crossed on, let's say it's a father or a mother, you know, a loved one that's crossed on, but you feel that there's unresolved issues in the relationship, in this state, you can have conversations with those souls. They often come forward in the session. And even if they don't, having the conversation allows it to transcend time and space and to be heard and received. Now, how the other party receives it, we can't control that. but having gone through the process on our side of it can give us that relief and help us to not be held back by shame or guilt or something we should have said or should have done. It helps us to clear that and not be weigh down our spirit by holding those negative emotions.
You discussed earlier about how you get someone into the preparation for the state. If I came to you for a Cesar session and you had gotten me into the preparatory state, what would the session be like after that point?
So as we're going into that deeper state, we cross over into the spirit world. Now, to do the Cesar session, you would have already done a past life session either the day before or on a different time. So let me take you through the past life, and then I'll take you over to this. The past life, you would go through childhood, womb, sometimes the womb, into the spirit world, to the past life, through the lifetime, hitting all the highlights of a past life that is relevant to something that you need to know about now in your current life, because it mirrors something to you. And then at the end of the past life, you cross over into the spirit world, where you're met with guides that take you and review that life and help you to connect to why that past life showed up for the session and how it relates to your current life now. So then when you would come back in for the Cesar session, we would go along the progressive relaxation. We would go along, but at a certain point, it would go directly into the spirit world, and we would not go through a past life. Mm. Because in that space, you have access to your past lives. So there, we can find a relevant past life or more than one, but we wouldn't go through the whole lifetime. We would go through the key points or elements of that life that you need to know about now that relate to something that's happening in your life.
What are some of the things that you were surprised to learn about the soul since you began this work?
You know, it's just incredible. I think the thing I was most surprised to learn is that we also incarnate on other planets. Like, we're not limited to just Earth. And why wouldn't we incarnate in other places? And so the soul takes on the different bodies in those other places, like a costume, you know, that it wears depending on what the atmosphere is like of that on that planet. And that the soul has the flexibility and the tenacity to experience all of these different time periods, planets, bodies, emotions. You know, what we're doing is there's a partnership. You know, we have a connection. There's tremendous love when you connect to your spiritual team. You can feel it in the room. The client feels it. I feel it. There's like an energy bubble between me and the client, and you can just feel that love is palpable. And your role is to stay open to your soul's guidance. And then when you ask for help, they provide it, and you're more open to recognizing the help that's coming. You know, if the help is coming and you're ignoring it because you're not seeing clearly, or you're blocked by your analytical mind rejecting it, you're missing out on opportunities. So getting clearer and getting clarity helps to align with soul down here and live out the divine plan that's been created and that we're a part of.
How may embracing all aspects of our souls change our future reality and contribute to our world?
Getting control of those emotions can help you to not overreact or burn bridges with relationships in ways that will come back and create karmic carryover. So being in touch will help move through your experiences more smoothly, with greater clarity, and with less negativity. It doesn't mean negative things don't happen, It just means you are much more aware of what you're doing and you can make better choices to avoid some of those pitfalls.
What would you like readers to take away from The Limitless Soul?
The biggest thing that I would like the readers to learn is that we're here by design. Everyone is here on purpose for a purpose. And all souls are part of that divine plan. And so in the book, I have case studies. And along with each case study, and these are actual hypnoregression clients that I worked with, at the end of each chapter, I have exercises that the reader can do to help them begin to think about their place in the world and start to recognize their attributes and start to identify parts of their soul that may have been there all along, but they weren't aware are there, or maybe they had just overlooked. So they can recognize their place in this world.
This is absolutely fascinating work. My guest, Bren Blankenship, she's the author of The Limitless Soul. Bren, tell our listeners one more time where they can get your book and find out more about you and your work.
Thank you. So The Limitless Soul is available at all major booksellers. It's available online at Amazon as well as others. And my website is BrenBlankenship.com, BrenBlankenship.com.
And Bren, you must come back and share more of this work in the future, please.
Oh, thank you. I would love to.
And thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor, the Voice Furman. Have a wonderful week.